Thus, seemingly pristine Montana actually suffers from serious environmental problems involving toxic wastes, forests, soils, water, climate change, biodiversity losses, and introduced pests. All of these problems translate into economic problems. They provide much of the explanation for why Montana's economy has been declining in recent decades to the point where what was formerly one of our richest states is now one of the poorest. Whether or how these problems become resolved will depend on the attitudes and values that Montanans hold. But Montana's population is becoming increasingly heterogeneous and cannot agree on a vision for their state's environment and future. They want more or less population growth, more or less government regulation, more or less development, more or less retention of agricultural uses of land, more or less mining, and more or less outdoor-based tourism. Some of these goals are obviously incompatible with others. Montana is experiencing many environmental problems that translate into economic problems. At present, there is honest and wide difference of opinion about the best approaches to solving those problems. We don't know which approaches the citizens of Montana will ultimately choose, and we don't know whether Montana's environmental and economic problems will get better or worse. It may initially have seemed absurd to select Montana as the first subject of a book on societal collapses. Neither Montana in particular, nor the U.S. in general, is in imminent danger of collapse. But please reflect that half of the income of Montana residents consists of money flowing into Montana from other U.S. states. Federal government transfer payments such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and poverty programs, and private out-of-state funds, out-of-state pensions, earnings on real estate equity, and business income. That is, Montana's own economy already falls far short of supporting the Montana lifestyle. If Montana were an isolated island, its present first world economy would already have collapsed, nor could it have developed that economy in the first place. Then reflect that Montana's environmental problems we have been discussing, although serious, are much less severe than those in most of the rest of the U.S., almost all of which has much denser human populations and heavier human impacts, and much of which is environmentally more fragile than Montana. The U.S., in turn, depends for essential resources on and is economically, politically, and militarily involved with other parts of the world, some of which have even more severe environmental problems and are in much steeper decline than is the U.S. No other site that I have visited made such a ghostly impression on me as Ranu Raraku, the quarry on Easter Island where its famous gigantic stone statues were carved. To begin with, the island is the most remote habitable scrap of land in the world. The nearest lands are the coast of Chile, 2,300 miles to the east, and Polynesia's Pitcairn Island, 1,300 miles to the west. When I arrived by jet from Chile, my flight took more than 5 hours, all spent over the Pacific Ocean, stretching endlessly between the horizons. Ranu Raraku is an approximately circular volcanic crater, about 600 yards in diameter, which I entered by a trail rising steeply up to the crater rim from the low plain outside, and then dropping steeply down again toward the marshy lake on the crater floor. Scattered over both the crater's outer and inner walls are 397 stone statues, representing in a stylized way a long-eared, legless human male torso, mostly 15 to 20 feet tall, but the largest of them 70 feet tall, and weighing from 10 up to 270 tons. The remains of a transport road can be discerned passing out of the crater through a notch cut into a low point in its rim, from which three more transport roads about 25 feet wide radiate north, south, and west, for up to 9 miles toward Easter's coast. Scattered along the roads are 97 more statues, as if abandoned in transport from the quarry. Along the coast, and occasionally inland, are about 300 stone platforms, a third of them formerly supporting or associated with 393 more statues, all of which, until a few decades ago, were not erect, but thrown down, many of them toppled so as to break them deliberately at the neck.